Jim, I think next up is our economic impact summary.
Thank you, Chairman Coats, and thank you for those thoughtful comments that will be very helpful for us. So in my earlier remarks, I mentioned that we have more news today on top of our record enrollment, record fundraising, faculty recruitment, our facilities building, innovation agenda, legislative agenda, and Moody's ranking us higher on the bond rating. And I don't talk about USA and World News Report rankings, but they're also up, in case you hadn't noticed, for all three universities. In addition to all of that, we commissioned a study on the U of I system's economic impact, which I think is important for the board to review, analyze, and think through. And it's to update our most recent report, which is now 3 years old. We feel it's something that we need to do routinely every two or three years to really assess, using the best methodology we can access, the economic impact of this university system, which, as you know, is a $6.8 billion enterprise if you add everything up. We owe it to our customers, our consumers, the students of today and tomorrow, and to our shareholders, our faculty, the taxpayers of Illinois, and to the board members to show what impact we're having on the economics of the state as a land-grant system. These stakeholders have every right to know whether we are stewarding our investments wisely and whether we're providing the returns that are expected. So today we have Hannah Ruffridge here today as our external expert to share our report card with you. She is Assistant Director of Consulting on Higher Education at MC. MC is an international market and analytics firm that has completed more than 1,800 such studies for colleges and universities, including ours this year and in 2015. And as she takes the podium, I'd like to share a couple of takeaways that I'm particularly personally excited about. The study found that the U of I system pumps $17.5 billion into the Illinois economy every year. That's billion with a B. Our universities unlock increased lifetime earning power, and the average bachelor's degree graduate nets about $1.3 million more in career earnings than a high school graduate. We are key drivers of the Illinois workforce, supporting in one way or another one out of every 46 jobs statewide through spending at our universities by our employees, students, and alumni. So I'm personally thrilled that our universities continue to have such demonstrable, dramatic impact on lives and the fortunes of our state. The study's findings reinforce our values to students and taxpayers alike. And there's more to come in the months ahead through a prospective analysis that we are conducting on the impact of the Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network, which are our two new statewide initiatives that are connected. So we hope to present quite shortly to the board the projected economic impact of those initiatives. So please stay tuned. Hannah's here to tell you more specifics about this report. Please join me in welcoming her.
Thank you, President Killeen. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Hannah Ruffridge. I'm the Assistant Director of Consulting at MZ, and thank you so much for having me here. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the economic impact study that the University of Illinois system received. This represents fiscal year 2017. Before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about MZ as a firm. We've been doing economic impact studies for over 15 years now. We've actually conducted over 1,800 impact studies across the United States, Canada, and the UK, primarily within the US. These economic impact studies have been conducted for Texas A&M, Ohio State University, Syracuse University, so we're pretty well known. We've also conducted system-wide studies across 31 states in the United States. Let me tell you a little bit about the two components of the economic impact study. The first part is an economic impact analysis, where we look at the scenario of what if the U of I system did not exist? How does the economic activity change within the state of Illinois? The second part is an investment analysis, which is where we look at the return on investment to the three primary stakeholder groups of the system: students, taxpayers, and then society as a whole. First, a little bit about Illinois. Illinois has a gross state product of almost $800 billion. and has 7,800,000 jobs. I'm sure you all are familiar with a graph similar to this. As you achieve higher levels of education, you tend to make more money. A little bit about the U of I system. I'm sure you all are familiar with these numbers, and President Killeen alluded to the number of students earlier. Almost 90,000 students served within fiscal year 2017. Almost 31,000 employees representing $3.3 billion in payroll. 31% of the students come from outside the state, and all students pay a total of $1.2 billion in tuition towards the universities. There you go. So now let's have an overview of the results before I get into a little bit more specifics of the methodology. Overall, the U of I system added $17.5 billion to the Illinois economy in FY 2017. That represents just over 171,000 jobs that they support. You can also say that this represents 2.2% of the GSP within the state. For a return on investment, the internal rate of return for students was 15.4%, and the rate of return for taxpayers was 6.4%. Before I get into methodology, I'm going to go ahead and break down what the individual results were for the universities. For Urbana, Urbana added $8.9 billion in total income to the state, representing 88,000 jobs. The rate of return for students was 14.5%, and taxpayers actually received quite a few benefits from Urbana and the students. Taxpayers over the course of the FY 2017 students' working lifetime, taxpayers will receive $2.1 billion in added tax revenues and public sector savings. For UIC, UIC added $7.6 billion to the state in fiscal year 2017, representing 73,500 jobs. Rate of return for students was 16.5%, and taxpayer benefits came to $1.3 billion over the course of the students' working lifetime. UIS added $833.6 million in added income to the state, representing 8,000 jobs, a 20.1% internal rate of return for students, and within the students' working lifetime, taxpayers will gain $188.1 million in benefits. Okay, so now let's go ahead and talk about how did we actually come up with these impacts. I'm going to go ahead and use the system level as my example, but the methodology is the same across all three individual universities as well. So for the impact, we broke it out into quite a few different types of impacts. The first one is an operation spending impact. For the operation spending impact, we're simply looking at what's the impact of the system, the university simply operating, paying your employees, buying computers, chairs. That has an impact on the state economy. When you pay your employees then go buy more groceries at the grocery store. Grocery store then has to restock their shelves, and there's that ripple or multiplier effect that occurs down the supply chain. So the operation spending impact added $3.7 billion in added income to the state. Now keep in mind, this is in terms of added income and not in terms of sales. The easiest way I've actually found to describe this is with an example. Baker buys flour for $3, bakes a bread, sells it for $5. That's $8 in sales transactions. But what the baker is really adding is the $2 in profit or income from baking that bread. And that's what we're measuring here. Also, we're only looking at the income that is staying within the state. We're not including that income that leaks outside of the state. Finally, within this impact, we're a fairly conservative firm. So we like to look at the counterfactual scenario. So you can't say that if the U of I system did not exist, going back to the initial scenario that we're looking at, that all the money that they received and thus spent to create this $3.7 billion impact would disappear. Some of the money actually came from in-state taxpayers and in-state students paying tuition. So even if the U of I system did not exist, that money would have still created some form of impact anyway. So we actually measure that impact and we subtract it out, leaving us with the set $3.7 billion. This is equivalent to supporting almost 38,000 jobs. The next one is the research spending impact. This is added on. This wasn't necessarily included last time. The research spending impact is very similar to the operations spending impact, except for we are only looking at the impact from research spending and the industries that is affected by that spending. Again, we have that counterfactual scenario of in-state money creating an impact anyway. So for research spending, the U of I system added $1.2 billion in income. Ooh, a little too fast there. Hospital spending impact. The hospital spending impact was actually not part of the previous study, but it is part of this one. The hospital has an impact because they're receiving so much money and spending so much money that is impacting the state of Illinois. And very similar to operation spending impact in paying employees, buying medical equipment, testing equipment. The impact from the hospital is $1.5 billion in state income. Startup and spin-off company impacts. So the universities are actually great environments to foster research and create these startup and spin-off companies, whether that's to license invention or to give someone ideas for then going out and creating their own business. The startup and spin-off company impact in FY 2017 added almost $79 million to the state. The student spending impact. For the student spending impact, we only want to look at the students that would not have been within the state if not for the universities. So we're looking at students that were originally from outside the state and relocated into the state, and then students that are actually from the state but would have left the state if not for the universities. And that can be for other educational opportunities or work. Doesn't really matter. They would have left, and their money that they spend on housing, on gas, on groceries, that money would have left with them. So student spending, along with the ripple effects, added $305.7 million in income to the state. Visitor spending impact, very similar to student spending, except for we're only looking at the out-of-state visitors that came into the state because of activities at the universities. These visitors are a complete injection of money into the state's economy. They're spending money on accommodation, on food, on gas, and that is impacting the state as a whole. Visitors added $39.7 million in fiscal year 2017 for the state of Illinois. The alumni impact. This is the biggest impact and probably the most meaningful because this is the primary mission of universities. And you can see it's a $10.1 billion impact. The alumni impact is a little bit different from the previous impacts in that for the alumni impact, we are looking at a single year of impact, so fiscal year 2017, but we are looking at the alumni for the past 30 years. And by impact, I mean we are only looking at their higher earnings, so their incremental earnings of what they would have earned had they not attended the universities and what they are going to earn having attended. And we are also looking at the increase in business productivity because these students are now more skilled and knowledgeable that when they go into the workforce, they're making businesses more productive and thus more profitable. And again, there are counterfactuals that we consider here. I'd be more than happy to go into details about that after the session. So the alumni impact added $10.1 billion to the state, supporting just over 97,000 jobs. The total impact, summing up all those different types of impact I've spoke about, came to $17.5 billion in income to the state, representing 2.2% of the state's GSP, equivalent to supporting just over 171,000 jobs. And once again, one out of every 46 jobs within the state of Illinois is in some way supported by the universities and the system. And you can see there's also a graph that we have outlined the impacts by industry. This impact is quite a bit larger from the fiscal year 2014 impact analysis that MC did for the U of I system. This is in part because of the increased enrollment at the universities, but also because this time we were able to capture quite a bit more activities that were being performed by the universities and adding that within this analysis. All right, switching gears a little bit to the return on investment analysis. For this analysis, we're comparing the costs and the benefits by each stakeholder. So the first one is the student perspective. And for students, for costs, you have your obvious costs, tuition and fees, books and supplies. We also look at the not so obvious costs, opportunity costs. Because these students are in the classroom learning, they're actually forgoing earnings that they could have made had they been working instead. So we include that within the analysis. So for the fiscal year 2017 students, they gave up $2.1 billion in costs. But what are they receiving in return for all these costs? Well, they're receiving higher future earnings. Because they're attending the university and gaining those knowledge and those skills, they're now able to demand more earnings within the workforce. So that came to $10.4 billion in higher future earnings. That's a benefit cost ratio of 5. So in other words, for every dollar that the U of I system students invested in their education in fiscal year 2017, over the course of their working lifetime, they'll receive $5 back in return. You can also blow this number up. For every $10,000 they invest, they're going to receive $50,000 back. That's an internal rate of return of 15.4%. Which if you think about other comparisons, other investment opportunities that students have, such as investing in the stock market, the 30-year average in the stock market, I believe, is 10.1%. So this is the obvious choice for investing in their education. Taxpayer perspective. Taxpayers invest their money in terms of just funding and revenues that the system receives. But what do they receive in return? They're actually going to receive the future tax revenues I spoke about. As students earn more money, they pay more in taxes. That can be from spending more, so there's more sales tax. It can be from maybe they're in a higher income tax bracket. They're paying more in taxes, which leads to higher tax revenues. There's also government savings. There are lots of government studies out there and private studies out there that show that as students become more educated, they tend to commit fewer crimes. They tend to be healthier. They tend to not demand the benefits of unemployment and welfare as much. So there's government savings associated with education. And those benefits came to $3.6 billion over the fiscal year 2017 students' working lifetime. So for taxpayers, for every dollar that taxpayers invested in the system in fiscal year 2017, over the course of those students' working lifetime, they will receive $2.40 back for their investment, an internal rate of return of 6.4%, which if you think about some other things that the government invests taxpayer money in, quite a few of them don't have a positive return, let alone one this substantial. Social perspective. The social perspective is really, it's everything. So for costs, you have your students' costs, including opportunity costs, and then you have all of the university's expenditures. So what did it cost the universities and the system to operate during that year? For benefits, you have the higher revenues or higher earnings for the students, and then you also have the increased tax revenues, the government savings, and private savings as students. If they don't smoke, they tend to have private savings associated with that, avoided crime rates or victim cost rates. So for benefits, $38.4 billion in benefits for a society of Illinois as a whole, this comes to a 6.3% benefit cost ratio. So for every dollar that society invested in the U of I system, over the course of these students' working lifetime, they will receive $6.30 back for their investment. And that is all I have for you today. So thank you for having me.
And Any questions or comments for Ms. Ruffridge? Tim? No?
Love to hear the board's perspectives on this. We do want to build a trend line here. As you can probably tell, this study was done by an external expert group, experienced, but it was done the same way for each of our three universities and rolled up into the system. So we expect to kind of repeat this effort. We expect to find some interesting information in the trend lines as we develop change our enrollment strategies, expand our clinical system, for example. So I think it's important that we keep track of this.
One statistic that really jumped out at me is one out of every 46 jobs in the state is related to the university. That's pretty impressive. Jill, did you have a comment?
Yeah. So I'm feeling kind of rich after I see all the income that we have as being a student of the university, so or an alum, so it makes me feel good. But on a serious note, there's a lot of data here. I mean, like a lot, okay? Like overwhelmingly enough. So we just need to make, and I know you, I think you've done a really good job in the media of talking about the value that we bring to the economy in the state. But I just think we need to figure out, okay, what are the headlines and what do we really need to make people in the state understand versus, you know, all these numbers. So, because even I'm not sure I would know which ones, like, you know, what's the elevator speech on this? And I think that we just all need to understand that.
I respond to that. I think we do need to refine that messaging. I think it's true to say that the value proposition as perceived by the public for higher education has eroded over the last decades, notably in Illinois, but also nationally. So we need to really think, that's a profound question you're asking there, is how to project this kind of information into the public psyche so that it's appreciated and understood, and of course is defensible on all fronts as well. But these are social goods, they're personal goods, they're family goods, et cetera, that in a lot of the discourse throughout the impasse, for example, this kind of discussion was not occurring in this state. So we need to take a leadership role.
Yeah, you've heard me say before, I mean, this university does so many phenomenal things, and while I like that we're humble about it, you know, I think we're a little too humble about it, and we need to make sure that we get our messages out.
Could we have a copy of that distributed too?
Of course.
Thank you.
I think it's really, it was a great exercise to see how many different angles this was looked at. You know, some effects on the economy that I never really considered until I saw this presentation. So, thank you, Ms. Ruffridge, very much for your presentation.
Thank you,
Tim.